Housing market still showing some very positive signs nationally. Prices up about 3% in our region. All market indicators are showing very, very nice increases, indicating that buyers are active. Joining us live, John McClain, George Mason University expert who specializes in housing. John, this is all really a pretty good thing to see, as this area has some pretty expensive houses out there. When the prices go up, that must say something.
Well, it says a lot about the economy. I think it also says, when we look at the depth of the good news on this in terms of the different indicators, we're now seeing price increases in places like Prince George's County, which is up 20% from a year ago. That's where we probably had our most serious problems with foreclosures, and it really took a long time to get through that. That may be an indication that even the worst parts of our market are now in recovery and joining the rest of the region that's really doing remarkably well right now.
Inventory is so low, though, that it can be a frustrating experience if you're shopping for a home.
That's true, and it's especially I think that's contributing a lot to what the prices are, continuing to put pressure upward pressure on prices. That inventory, one of the measures that we look at is the number of sales per listing, which is and we're now back to 2002 levels, 2003 levels, in terms of the amount of inventory that's out there per sale that we're getting. And that's pretty healthy, although I think you make a good point there, because there are certain segments of the market, there's just not anything available. Particularly condos, I think, are going to start to come back. The rental market has been very strong. A lot of people have switched from a few years ago, and a lot of people started renting instead of buying. And the condo is a big piece of that. And we hear lots of anecdotal stories about people who'd like to find a condo to buy and stop renting, and they can't find anything.
Well, maybe we get a little virtuous cycle going here, because if that demand is so great and the inventory is so low, that's got to be a big incentive to build new homes, create new jobs.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the building permits are up back to where they were in 2006. Not a 10-year record, but that's real healthy, and I think that we're going to see the builders a lot more active, I think, in 2013 than they were in 2012.
John, what about the mortgage side of the equation? Rates are still low, but it's tough for a lot of people to get mortgages still.
That's right, and that's still a problem. You still have to qualify, and you have to have generally 20% down. And the financial institutions are being very careful in making sure that people who do get mortgages qualify for those mortgages, so that we don't get back into some of the problems that we had in 2008, 2009, 2010.
All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Suppose the fiscal cliff comes and we fall off it. What happens then, John?
That is the elephant in the room, no question about it. That's because our economy is good and the housing market is finally joined back in the recovery. And just as everything is sort of aligning for a good, bright economic future, that would really be the thing that could turn it down, and that could spoil it all for us. And then we would especially feel that in the Washington area, because we have so many federal contractors, federal workers, and when all those automatic cuts kick in, we would feel that very, very severely, I think. Wow. It would nip the bud. It's more than a bud right now. I mean, it's really getting to be a plant.
Oh,
and
that's good.
We would be cutting it off.
Let's hope we don't reach that point.
Oh,
John,
boy.
Right.
Thank you. Good
Happy
to talk to you this morning. Yeah, have a great holiday. John McClain.
Have a good day, guys. You
from
too.
George
Bye.
Mason University.